The creature you guys, I say encountered, even though you brought it to yourself, is known as a vrock. And last episode, you guys got to experience a wee bit of it. And all the horrifying things that, well, not even all of them, some of the horrifying things that this creature can do. And it made me think back to, like, some of the movies and video games that I've watched that just have, like, grotesque, awful monsters. And I gotta go back to when I was 10 years old, and for some reason my dad let me watch Hellraiser.
Nice. That's a good one.
Yeah. I think that the one that probably freaked me out the most was... I don't remember what Hellraiser was, because there's been a few, and I haven't watched them in a long time.
We have such sights to show you.
Something's very creepy about the... what do they call them? Spicers or whatever they're called?
God, I used to...
Oh, God, what are they? Look that up.
Yeah.
But there's the one that he doesn't have any eyes, and he just clacks his teeth. He just...
Chatterer.
Yeah.
I knew his name was Chatterer.
Yeah. But there was one monster that...
Xenobites.
Thank you. There was one monster that... it wasn't a part of the Xenobites, but it was like a rogue demon. And the female main character that was just kind of caught up in all of it, she's sitting in like a hospital bed from like whatever just happened, and the wall opens up, and for some reason she walks in, because that's what happens in every horror movie. Yep. People go where they shouldn't go. And as she walks in, she continues to go down this corridor, and she can eventually hear something almost breathing or moving ever so slightly, like it's sort of just like shambling lightly across the wall. And as she sees it, it's a giant mouth with, like, I think it has like very small eyes or no eyes. And as the light sort of shows more of it, you can see that it is hanging from the ceiling, and it has hands and feet on the wall, and that's how it's walking, and its head goes below its entire body, and it just starts chasing her. And she runs all the way out the hallway to the hospital bed, and she turns around, the hallway's just gone.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, man, that's just...
That sucked.
That's gonna haunt me. So that from that point forward, every really long, empty, dark hallway was horrifying.
Yeah, I don't even remember what Halloween movie it was. I think it was like the fourth. But at the end of the movie, it was like, there's the heroine in the bed, she's recovering, all this other stuff. So everything was supposed to be okay. But at like the last scene of the movie, it like shows this long hallway with... you know, the rooms across, and a nurse walks off. She's like walking just across the hallway, and then all of a sudden, at zero, you know, warning, all of a sudden, this figure clothed in nothing but robes walks across and just sticks this woman with a hypodermic needle, and it genuinely is fucking terrifying.
Yeah. It's like one of those things that like when they do the right cinematography, you're scared of, like, you're scared of anything.
Yeah, the movie was fucking awful, but that last scene was like,
man. See, I have like a bunch of them that I thought of, but like honestly, one that still sticks out as a kid was It from Stephen
King.
That's
a good one. Okay. Yeah,
because you know I watched it when I wasn't supposed to, and. Sewer drains, shower drains, same thing.
Yep.
Clown could just come out, but of course now watching it now, it's more funny, comedic, because it's Tim Curry. Tim Curry.
Tim Curry can also be fucking terrifying.
Oh, yeah. No, like, that's the thing, like, dude, at the legend. Time, though, like, he's like, come here, Georgie, and he's just this clown, and the kid's stupid, so he goes up to the clown in the sewers, and gets his arm ripped off, and then dies, and gets killed. But,
Spoilers, yeah.
Well, I'm sorry, I'm ruining the original film, and actually the remake, I guess. But,
and, yeah, just watch the real one.
Honestly, out of everything else when I was a kid, the one that freaked me out was the remake of The Blob.
Oh, yeah.
Because that was just anything. Drains... anything just could come out, and it was grotesque as hell.
It was. That movie was gory.
Yeah, like, I distinctly remember the people trying to escape out of it, and they're, like, melting
inside. Right, yeah,
inside.
And the people who were dying the most horrible, painfully slow way you can imagine.
Oh, yeah, and some scenes are just kind of fun, like, stupid because how they did it, but then there was, like, the one guy that, like, in a ladder, and he just got snagged right between the ladder, so his back went like...
Yeah, I remember.
Just, it creeps. Oh. It leaps.
Yeah.
Yeah, that movie honestly probably freaked me out more.
It comes up through the, like, the sink drain.
Yeah, it just bubbles out, reaches, grabs someone's face, and just starts
pulling. Yeah, that's a great one.
Oh, yeah, it's if you haven't seen it, movie. Watch it. Like, it holds up.
It's older. Even the remake's a little older, but it
holds up. It holds up, and it's very, like I said, it's gory. Like,
so what are you at, Kel?
So, actually, Hellraiser was one of those movies I saw when I was way too young as well.
It's a good one.
8 years old when I saw that. It, like, ruined horror movies for me for a long time until I became an adult. But no, one that's more recent. Has anybody seen the movie It Follows?
Yep.
Oh, I think we watched that.
Did you watch that with me?
I think, because that sounds really familiar.
That creature still gives me nightmares.
Yeah.
Because, like, so that whole movie's premise is there's some creature out there, and there's basically a curse. And you have sex with somebody, and then that person is the new person who was cursed, and this creature will begin to slowly find you. It will walk in a straight direction, and it'll find you, and... with the point of having sex with you and killing you. And then it'll go back to the next person who had the curse, and so on and so forth. But this creature is invisible to anybody who isn't cursed, and it disguises itself as typically people that you might know, or just completely random nobodies. And it only walks at a normal, like, slow pace. And, like, the movie is just, like, this trip of paranoia. And the whole time you're just like... there's, like, people walking around in the backgrounds of the movie, and you're like, is that one of them? From a just psychological standpoint, the movie was terrifying.
Oh, yeah. Terrifying. Still terrifying.
Yeah, because, like, I think... I don't want to even spoil it at certain points now, at this point, because I'm like... I remember watching that, and I'm just, like, in the background, like, looking. I'm like...
That's one of the movies that makes me think... there's a certain technology out there, Tim, we'll get to you in a second. But with Kelly saying that he always looked at the background, there's a technology that they have out there in which when people are watching movies, it'll actually scan their eyes to see where their eyes go around the frame. And I wonder if that's one of those movies where they wanted to bring your eye through paranoia, like, to the other people, like, in a shot.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder if that's one of those movies where they tried to draw your eye away from things out of fear.
Right.
Like, that sounds like an awesome way to do that.
Yeah, because, I mean, it follows the main character, but you're like, they don't know what it looks like. It changes its appearance all the time. And so it looks different in almost every scene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it just looks like a random person most of the time. And, oh, God, it's just horrifying. And yeah, the ending's crazy.
It's ambiguous, I guess.
And it's one of those movies where, like, it just attacks a sense in humans that is just, like, really vulnerable, and that's, like, sex, like, sexuality. Like, the whole point of the movie is, if you get this curse, suddenly you're dealing with this thing, and you have to willingly have sex with somebody to pass the curse to them.
Oh, my God.
And the movie basically starts that way, where this guy has sex with this girl, and then he drugs her and kidnaps her. He ties her up in an old parking garage to show her what the thing is and warn her what it is so she believes him. And he's like, I'm sorry, but, like, you have it now. You have to deal with it. Pass it to somebody else and try to live your life.
God.
and then he lets her go and then he leaves.
Oh, my God.
Like, he was just like, I'm sorry, but I have to pass this to you.
Yeah. It's
just like, oh, my God. Yeah,
the concept's horrifying.
So, yeah. Timmy. Out of the Goosebumps movie.
What's the scariest Adventure Time episode you've seen?
Well, there was that one where Finn was trying to conquer the fear inside him.
Oh, that's a good one.
I mean, that's a good one.
With water.
Yeah, with water. Yeah.
So just knock yourself out with a brick.
So all last episode when they, you know, frock.
Yeah.
I was like, that name sounded, like, really, like, familiar to me. And I was like, what does that, like, remind me of? And I kept trying to, like, think. And then I finally put it together. I'm like, oh, it's another V monster. And it's from the Shadow and Bone by Leigh Bardugo, the Volcra.
Good. That's a good name.
Yeah,
good name.
I like the name.
Let me read this description. Volcra have long, dirty claws, leathery wings, and rows of razor-sharp teeth. When wounded, they bleed black, and they're also blind. but they are said to be able to smell human blood from miles away. So they're just like very specifically designed to just like destroy humans, and they're just terrifying. Like I read the books.
Like the angels from Doctor Who.
Yeah.
Oh wow. Yeah. Yeah. I actually almost thought of a Doctor Who monster, but
yeah, actually angels is a good one too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, I like it whenever a movie monster is somehow like hindered with like this one's blind. You know what I mean? And so, like, for some reason,
you meant this thing is actually blind. I'm like, wait, what?
The Vrock is not.
Damn it!
No, the thing that Timmy, what was it called?
Volcra.
The Volcra. It's blind, and so for some reason that adds a really creepy factor to it.
Yeah.
Because like, you know, if it's blind, you assume it doesn't have eyes, and all of a sudden you're like, oh, that's way worse. That's way worse.
If something doesn't have eyes, but it's can still like sense you, that's another worldly kind of thing.
A natural.
Yeah. Like, if something does not have eyes but can still attack you, it's another. It kind of evolves into another kind of creepy.
Yeah. Because all of a sudden, like, you realize that the thing that you thought you could do, like, get out of line of sight, doesn't work anymore.
No,
mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah. You know, like, oh, wow, it's just going to smell me, or it can sense me through the floor.
You think you understand this? You don't.
Yeah. You need to change your survival tactic, and sometimes running isn't the best thing. Yeah. If it's going to hear you run, I don't know. I don't know what to do. Well, I'm wondering what you guys are going to do against the Vrock, because the last episode, it dimension-doored right over to poor little Adalar, because it was casting some good beams at it, and
he was passing some good vibes.
Yeah, it doesn't like good vibes. It actually like good vibes. No. It hates them.
No. Literally.
So let's get the music going, and get into this.
We're literally just going right into it.
Elkwood, it is your turn.
Oh, shit, it's my turn already.
Yeah, the Vrock did.
Man, the turn went by really fast. So he's going to be doing the same thing. He's going to take two actions to keep doing Hunter's Aim to get that extra plus two. Oh, nice. Ooh. 15 on the die, so that's a 32 to hit.
Yeah, that will hit.
And he's gone. Well, that thing. Oh, he dimension doored. I was like, he should be 10 feet. Sorry. He didn't apply a poison to this one, so it's just going to be a general hit.
All right.
So that's a 2D. Six. And a six. So 12 points of damage.
Okay.
So I'll let loose that.
We need a crit.
Yeah, we do.
We need a crit to turn this fight.
So it's 12 points, and he is going to... Oh, man. It sucks because I know he's just gonna keep going after Adalar now, because this thing's intelligent. He is going to move. So 5, 10, 15. He is going to move, I guess, down. I don't know, he's still on the treetops. So
yeah,
he's just moving down a little bit more.
Okay. Take him more of a south positioning.
Yeah, and he's going to have, if the vulture allows, to be moved.
You want to command it?
Level 6. Shit, sorry. It's like the one thing I remember. Hunt prey, I don't have to command it. I don't think
anymore.
That
is true.
So, nice. It immediately goes to try to attack.
Okay.
So
move it up and... Take a few bites at it.
I'm trying to remember what its move speed actually is. I think it's like...
It's
45 feet. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He's fine.
Yeah.
He is going to fly next to Adalar with one action.
Okay.
And gosh, two vultures.
Sorry, he turned against you and he just pecks you. And that's a 20.
20, that is a miss.
Well, I haven't hit it, so he's not the only target the vulture anymore. He's like, brethren, partake in this meal.
Hello, little vulture. That was Oakwood Benson. It is your turn.
Okay. I'm going to use one movement action to get all the way over. And remind me, what role do I make to do a grapple?
To try to grapple it?
Yeah, I'm going to
Holy
try
shit.
To power through and tackle this thing.
Make an athletics check.
You'll have to put a sword or a shield away or drop it.
That's true.
Oh. Yeah, you'll need a free hand to grab it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can see what you're trying to do, but... Ooh.
See, this is why I wish Paizo had given the shield a shove trait.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think it should just something. It would just give sword and board fighters that one athletics check that they can always do.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So Benson will drop the one sword he has. He has two on him.
There you go.
But he will make...
Grab it.
That was a 15 on the die.
Ooh. Okay.
Ooh. Hold on. Athletics.
You do not grapple.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
This thing's saves are so good.
Oh,
well,
save DCs are so
you
high.
You can punch it. I don't know.
You that was got a one more natty action. 15 on the die. That was
shield
like...
bash.
Yeah.
What was that?
You see, you could technically shield bash it.
What was that?
Or
it would be at a minus 5, though. I don't know.
Oh.
Yeah, it would be at a minus 5.
Fuck it.
Okay. I mean... No.
Oh.
Okay.
I'm just in its face.
Yep. It is Renali's turn.
Ah! Sorry.
It is Renali's turn. Renali is going to... There we are. That's what I was looking for. She is going to go up to this thing. Get right in this corner.
Dominate creature.
If only. No, she cast a beautiful rainbow color spray at it.
Okay.
And it needs to make...
save that's going to bypass.
Hey. give him a chance. let's see. This is a will save, which is actually its worst one, so...
Hmm. Odd.
Still a 32 total.
Oh my gosh.
You've been... I swear you've been... that's a lot of 32s.
Worst one.
My rolls have been...
Really high.
This whole session, 17, 14, 12, 17, 17, 12.
Oh my
gosh. I've got to hit it eventually.
So she goes up and tries to cast color spray, and it just seems to turn to the side and just completely avoid it.
It's so big, it probably blocked it with its giant wings.
Yeah, it just puts its wings up and just... nothing. That was Renali's turn. Kezzer, your turn.
Alright, I'm gonna cast another lightning bolt.
Good.
I have to roll a reflex save.
Alright.
You gotta get that one eventually.
Least, no, you're gonna hit at least one person.
No, it'll go straight through
that gap.
Yeah, there's a slight gap in this alignment.
You could fire lines at a diagonal from here, so I will not hit anybody.
Well, what's the reef?
20 total.
Ooh.
That's a fail.
You're fucking kidding
me. There we go.
All right.
Nice.
Thank God. I'm going to do some damage. All right.
It was quite low.
I mean. Oh, 11, yes.
Do it.
Uh, 31 damage.
Yes.
Oh.
For that electricity, didn't seem to do that much.
Oh. No!
It's immune.
Nah.
Not much or not at all?
Not much.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Crap.
Oh, man.
Crap.
Wow.
For all those people listening,
wow.
This is fucking bad.
This is
I can't believe it.
This is a nightmare
unleashed. I didn't know that.
Jake's like, what is the scariest fantasy thing you've ever encountered?
This,
of
Jake.
Rock. Of rock is the scariest thing I've ever encountered.
All right, this.
With my last action... Holy crap.
That's with your last action, Kezzer goes, damn it!
ruins me.
Come on!
Oh, God.
I'm going to tackle it. That'll do something.
I'm
fucking
gonna, no. I'm going to cast shield.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, do you.
All right.
That works.
Adelar, your turn.
Punch it, Adelar.
So this thing shows up.
Just punch it.
Right next to him.
You're surrounded.
He looks a little terrified, but he's like, perhaps what this situation needs is some calming energy. and I need you to make me a will save.
Oh. Please roll shit, Jake.
I'm gonna try.
No, you're not.
I'm not.
You can have my reflex save. That helps.
33.
God.
Oh my god.
33. Does he crit succeed?
Yeah, crit succeed, so nothing.
Nothing.
So you're trying to do some, like, please be calm, creature. Except you're coming off aggressive about it, so he's like, no, you fuck you, man.
Every fucking thing.
I'm just gonna eat you.
No, every, I love it.
Every fucking thing we got.
It's like, it's like,
fucking works.
It's like he tried to do, like, in Scary Movie 3 when they're trying to get Amara.
Oh. Like, oh, you have broken a curse and all that. Wait, really?
Nah, I was just fucking with you.
All right, I was gonna move a little bit.
Take a 5-foot step.
I'm gonna go right behind Benson. Yeah. Where I belong.
Yeah.
Alrighty. You get the fuck out of there, and it comes back to the rock's turn.
So terrifying. Come on! Hit me!
Sorry. The rock saw where that nice lightning bolt came out from.
Didn't even think about that. Oh, yeah, he did do damage.
That's alright. And it is going to... Actually, before, I mean, it doesn't really matter when it moves, because this has a 30-foot burst.
Oh my god.
It's going to use an action to open, put its two hands on the ground, take in a deep breath, and do a stunning screech.
Oh.
30 feet? Oh, damn.
The Vrock emits a shrill screech. Each non-demon within a 30-foot burst must make a fortitude save.
Fort save.
Okay, that's my best.
Fort.
Okay, I'll take it.
It's not gonna be good enough, I know it.
I rolled for the vulture, so.
Okay. Benson.
28.
You succeed.
Fairly good roll.
Elk. Cool.
28 for the vulture.
The vulture's fine.
Okay. the vulture has a very good fort save.
As it should. Kezzer.
23.
That is a fail.
Yeah.
You are stunned too.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
that's mean.
Adalar.
The light of Abaddon will burn you soon enough. Nat 20.
Boy!
There we go.
Crit save.
Give me a better one.
That was a terrible high five.
Yay!
The table is very long.
You critically succeed not being stunned at all. And then it moved. That was one action. All right, it'll attack the stunned creature in front of him then.
Yep.
Let's see. It's just going to go ahead and use a claw strike. Just going to reach out with his claw. 26 to hit.
Yeah, that
hit. Hey, it's not crit.
Shit.
You take 20 points of damage.
Okay.
18 of that was slashing. 2 of it was evil.
Wait. Interesting.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what to do with this information.
Just letting you know. What was it all slashing? So another part of it was...
Oh, it's mean.
Mean damage.
Mean damage.
Jerk.
But what's the mean damage come out to? Oh, 10. No. The evil damage. Oh, okay. That was the Vrock's turn. Elkwood, it is your turn.
I still do the same thing. 2 actions to... Take a strike. This time he's gonna load up a centipede poison, so I may only have one more, I think.
Fuck him up.
12 on the die, so that's a 20. Hold on. 29 to hit.
That will hit.
Shit. I'm taking my advantage of these plus twos. So I guess for the meantime, roll the fort save.
Fortitude save.
Gotta beat a DC 17.
Not sure.
26, so regular success.
That sucks. Okay. You know, you might hit one.
What is the total damage?
Just 10 points.
10 points of damage.
Yeah, and he's just gonna hide action again.
Okay.
And I keep rolling okay for that, so it's a 25 for stealth, just to take cover, I guess, within the trees.
Okay. Vulture gonna continue trying.
Oh, yeah, he's gonna fly up and flank with Kezra.
All right.
I guess that works.
Mm-hmm. He's not disabled. He's just stunned. So, yeah. You will get flanking on this.
Yeah, fucking missed. Okay,
all right.
I'm good. Yeah, that's just 19.
All right. Benson.
Okay. Drawing my second sword. I will then move up 5 feet and attack.
Now, Benson, make sure you leave a line of sight so I can strike this beast down.
It's taller than him.
Oh, it is? Okay.
It's a large creature.
Never mind.
You're good, you're good. Benson does not give a large creature cover.
I'm casting Zeal.
There we go. There we go. That will hit.
Oh, yes.
God, yes.
I'm containing myself. Okay.
That's how many?
4 plus strength is 4. 22.
22 points of damage.
Yeah.
Is any of that good damage, or it's just all straight damage?
It's all.
Okay, got it.
It just gives him an extra
damage die. Yep, extra damage die.
Got you.
22, there you go.
Fucking look at me, bitch.
What do you want? Rinaldi.
To attack me.
That's what I want, you fool. Rinaldi is going to... really do anything... I'm seeing if she's got...
our color spell line now.
Range of touch. She is actually going to go up and cast Blur on you, Benson.
Nice. Nice.
Come on.
So sorry. Blur, as it is stated, the target's form appears blurry. It becomes concealed. As the nature of this effect still leaves the target's location obvious, the target can't use this concealment to hide or sneak. Well, that's not a problem. So it is just the DC 5.
Yeah.
Yep. DC 5 that it needs to make on the top of the round. Or on the top of its turn to try to hit you. Okay. Kezzer.
Kezzer's scared. But he is fearless. He will use his one remaining action after being shaking off his stun.
Shit, forgot.
to just straight up attack it since he's flanking. Probably a stupid move. But hey, Kezzer's stupid. And
a mess.
Both of them?
I was stunned too, so I only had one action that round.
One action.
Yeah, stun sucks.
It was either move away to safety or try to take advantage of flanking.
Right.
Well, net six.
Adelar, it is your turn.
Alright. I need to look at something. I've been trying to figure this out. It's a burst. So, common motion is the burst area of 10 feet, and then it can be sustained for one action, causing all creatures in the area to have to remake that will save, which is pretty sweet.
Okay.
Cool. However, I'm pretty sure that where I drew the shape in my mind, the vulture is in this space as well.
Okay.
So that means it will have to make a will save as well.
That's a good will save.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
So go ahead.
Until you make the roll.
Yeah.
So for one action, Adelash, like I said, to be calm, and then the area glows again. So vulture and Vrock, make me a will save.
The Vrock.
Shit.
Oh. Mark didn't seem to roll well. The Vrock...
depends on what the DC is.
Yeah, right. The Vrock rolled a 21.
That's a fail.
Fail. Yes.
Okay.
There we go.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So roll 4d6 mental damage.
Don't mind if I do.
That's not bad. That way you don't have to roll to actually attack it. You just burst it.
11 points of mental damage. And then does it also suffer the effects of the spell or not?
It's just an added bonus.
Oh, nice.
from using that. So
what does that do, since I'm sure 17 fails?
So the creature cannot use hostile actions until it has until a hostile action has been made against it.
Hmm. Oh, okay.
Does that? Okay.
Yeah.
Huh. Vulture's just in Zen mode now.
Yeah.
He's like,
hey.
He's sitting there, and you can see that it is clearly affecting him because he's holding his head, and he's like, no, just gotta kill him all. Kill. And he like is can't like get the thought out of his head of not killing something.
Wow. What is what the vulture make?
17.
Okay, so a regular failure. So once again, it can't
do anything. It can't
until
attack.
It's attacked.
So the vulture pulls out a blunt. Like, yeah, guys.
Like, use its talon, just kind of.
Now I have two actions left. Do I do a searing light on it or not?
Do it.
I think I'm at the end of the round, so next person who's gonna go is Elk.
No, Vulture.
Yeah, the Vrock will go next. Yeah.
Oh, the Vrock will go next.
Yeah, the Vrock will go next, so which he'll be skipping his turn.
Oh, well then I'm not gonna attack.
Okay, all right.
I'll just spend two actions, and I will cast. I'm gonna use two actions, and I'm gonna cast Forbidding Ward on Kizra and the Vrock. So.
I like that.
You get a +1 to your AC.
There we go. Vrock takes its turn screaming at itself, wishing it could muster the ability to inflict pain. I don't know.
It just talks slam poetry.
It's like resisting the calm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like insanely unnatural to
no.
it.
No!
You cannot attack either the vulture or Kezra without incurring an attack from me.
Yeah. I mean, the vulture can't do anything until it gets hit anyway.
Yeah.
It's literally just like standing there trying to go, come on, kill, right? Elk, your turn.
Seeing this, he's just, wait, so.
By the way, I have a question. How long does that last?
Yeah.
Let me read the text of the spell. So range 120 feet, 10-foot burst, saving throw will, sustained up to 1 minute. So I can sustain this for a while. It says you forcibly calm creatures in the area, soothing them into a non-violent state. Each creature must attempt a will save. So on a failure, which it got, any emotion effects that would affect the creature are suppressed, and the creature can't use hostile actions. If the target is subject to hostility from any other creature, it ceases to be affected by calm emotions.
Okay, so it's just going to sit there and scream at itself?
As long as you sustain the spell.
As long as you hit. Yeah, he's one action to sustain.
Well done!
Well, let's leave it here. It's calm!
I'm fucking killing this thing.
Oh, no. They're like, yeah, so I guess since it used its turn not to be able to do anything, then I would assume
unload on it. While
yeah, unload. Why yeah, it can absolutely. Attack?
Yeah.
So
at the very least, you made it skip a turn.
Yeah, that's exactly.
And it took damage.
Yeah.
This is one thing I wonder. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So the crit failure is as failure, but hostility doesn't end the effect. That seems broken. If a crit fails, that means combat's over and it dies, right?
Holy crap.
So I'm wondering if it gets some sort of save or something at the end of its turn.
No.
It would save.
It would basically just for 10 rounds take mental damage until you can, because you can only sustain it up to a minute.
Yeah.
So that's what happens.
Have you read Phantasmal Killer, that spell? Well, that's a spell that's like the person makes will save. If they critically fail, well, then they have to make fortitude save. If they fail that fortitude save, they die.
Oh, wow.
Yep. So it's a fourth level spell, so that kind of shit is out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. This spell would tell you if it got a new save.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Now, I will say, I don't think that it's going to take continuous damage, though.
Okay.
Only because it says if they fail a save against calm emotion. So I think because they failed once already, they took the mental damage.
Gotcha.
So it doesn't say anything about sustaining it on this character sheet.
Okay.
So anyway.
Okay. All right. He's going to do again. +2 to get, take two actions to get that +2. Ah, shit. That's a 20. That misses. He is going to... Oh, he just straight up missed, so he's not going to be a target.
All right.
But the vulture is going to attack, because the final action, I'm just trying to think of anything he could do, and I'm like, besides trying to shoot again, which technically he could. So, you know what? He will shoot.
Okay.
Again.
Yeah, the vulture's not doing much, so.
19 on the
nice.
Die, though.
There
so,
nice.
That's a plus... So, that'd be a... 30 to hit.
30 to hit.
Because that's a finesse weapon.
Yep, we'll hit.
Nice.
Nice. So that does count for piercing, 7 on piercing.
Nice.
And
boxcars.
Nice. Wow.
So 12 plus 7. So that is a, 19?
That was fucking pretty to watch.
That was a good 19 points of damage. Just an arrow just screaming.
Okay.
So this thing is trying to be zen, and it just hits it straight.
You like hit it in the neck, and it drags the arrow out of itself to like bring it to bleed. And
he's like, yes, thank you.
Yes.
But then the vulture goes to attack.
Wait, can the vulture do anything? Because it was
vulture cannot do anything.
Yeah. Remember.
Oh, that's right.
Yep.
He's zen. He's smoking.
Okay. Yep. That works.
Smoking a blunt. Benson, your turn. Because it is flanked and it is 5-footed.
Oh shit! I rolled 8.
That will hit.
That's good.
Well, it's not flanked to Benson. It's not flanked to Benson.
Yeah, but doesn't that make it 5-footed? No.
It's 5-footed to me and the vulture.
Hmm.
Oh.
It doesn't become 5-footed to everybody. It's only 5-footed to people who aren't flanked.
Gotcha.
All right, so.
What?
I'm reading stuff.
What?
Oh, so this spell has the incapacitation trait.
What?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, an ability with this trait can take a character completely out of the fight or even kill them. This seems pretty OP, right? And it's harder to use on a more powerful character. If a spell has the incapacitation trait, any creature of more than twice the spell's level treats the result of their check to prevent being incapacitated by the spell as one degree of success better, or the result of any check the spellcaster made to incapacitate them as one degree success worse. If any other effect has the incapacitation trait of creature of higher level, then the item, creature, or hazard generating the effects gains the same benefits. So, because this is a spell level 2, we established that it's higher than 4 or whatever, or higher than 3. That means that it would treat it as one degree better, so it actually got a success.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, so what does that mean?
That means, I guess, you take back that 11 damage, and it can attack. It would have to get a crit fail in order for it to...
Because it's a creature.
Because it's such a power.
It's weird that they put this in here, then. Well?
Yep. So, I guess maybe they're expecting a spellcaster to prepare it at a higher level?
I don't...
But you'd have to prepare it at, high level.
This is a very high-level creature, so what the hell are they doing? You know what? I liked it so much. I'll just leave it at that.
Yay.
It already took damage.
All right. It just won't work again.
Okay.
Rule of cool.
Fine. Whatever. I like how this episode's going. I'm GM ruling that it works.
Can I switch out my other two spells?
No.
Okay.
I just have 3 casts of common motions prepared on level 2.
So we've already established that the first strike missed.
Then the first strike missed because it's not actually flat-footed to you.
28.
28 to hit.
Yep.
On the next one, that will hit.
Very sweet. 8. Oh. 7.
Nice. Okay.
Hold on. Let me get my things. 4. So.
24 damage?
Yeah.
Okay. Alrighty. Did you lose your die completely?
Yeah.
There it is. Kick it over to you.
Thank you, sir.
Alright.
Glad that sharp die didn't go my foot.
Ah.
Okay, last action.
Uh-huh.
Gonna swing again.
Alright.
Or do I want to raise shield?
No, fuck it. I mean,
I would raise your shield.
That's too late.
Too late, I swung.
All right.
So it's minus 10, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
17 on the die.
Bummer.
Yeah.
So minus 10,
25. No, miss.
Ah, fuck.
Kezra, your turn.
Kezra, shaking off the stun. Claw electrified. He's like, I'm bringing this thing down. And his eyes glow. cast True Strike.
No. Okay, thank you.
Be a fucking animal.
Flanking.
Get it.
All right, natural 17.
There you go, there you go.
Fucking A.
And a natural 7.
Get him!
I'll take the 17. That will be 30 to hit.
That will hit.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's tasty.
There we go.
Fuck him up.
With the tiny little sounding dice.
11 slashing. And 1 lightning damage.
All right.
So the lightning's gone.
No lightning damage.
No lightning damage.
And then with my last action, I used my shield reaction last turn to mitigate 10 damage, so
okay,
I don't have shield anymore. So with my last action, I think I will probably
away.
Yeah, gotta make it good.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just gonna take a step right here, so I just gotta kind of step back to make it.
Okay.
If it wants to hit me, it needs to move.
All right. It is Adler's turn.
Okay. So I could sustain the spell and hope he gets a crit fail, and in that case he would take damage.
Okay.
I think that's what I'm gonna do.
Okay.
So sustain the spell.
I think that's a good move.
Yeah. What level is the vulture, by the way?
Same level. 6.
6. So that means that even though it failed, it would be fine.
Oh, shit.
Because it's a level 2 spell.
Yeah, because it's a level 2
spell. Oh, okay.
Well, it just gets a minus 1 to attack.
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
Incapacitation is just such a powerful trait.
Yeah, it makes sense. It makes sense. I just didn't even think about it for the vulture.
Yeah.
He got a success. And
so is that a crit success then?
Yeah, crit success. So nothing.
It was a 22. So would that be?
Yeah, it's a success.
Okay.
It's a crit success. Okay, so nothing happens.
Nothing happens.
Crit success. I did 22.
He because he's a high level, he gets 1 degree success.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it doesn't affect. And then with no one's really seriously hurt. I don't think.
I'm fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not yet.
You keep sustaining the ward on me.
Keep this thing attached to me.
So do I want to keep the ward or do I want to do something else? It's a cantrip. I can always cast it again on you, Kezra.
Okay.
I'm gonna use Searing Light because I gotta get it.
Fuck
in.
It up.
Yeah. See, can...
it's our most effective thing against you.
Yeah.
Right
now. Oh, 17 on the
die.
Oh,
that's a hit.
There you go.
Talking yeah. about 29.
That will hit.
That's my
10d6. Look at all this die.
You may be resistant to lightning, but you're not resistant to fire.
And good.
To the
and
light!
And Abadar.
Abadar is gold.
Cracked that. So 27 points of fire and good.
Okay. That hurt a lot.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Good.
Oh, wait. I need the vulture to make another will save.
Oh.
I sustain the spell.
He's smoking right now.
Leave the guy alone.
27.
Oh, yeah, you're fine. Hey. So the vulture snaps out of it.
Like, if you want to know, the vulture's will save is plus 13.
Oh, my gosh.
He's a very willful
That's
creature.
Almost as good as me, and I'm specced for that.
I mean, have you ever told a vulture what to do?
I mean, that's
they don't really listen.
He's independent.
Wait, will? Yeah, my will's just plus 12.
Dude, the vulture's fun.
Jeez. It comes to the frog's turn. It does not look like it's holding on very well.
Good.
And it picks its head up and looks at Benson. Says, I revel in what you call malice. And I swoon over what you call war crimes. I will not go down by some puny thing like you. And it is going to do all of its attacks on you.
And you are nothing but a coward.
Ah! 29 to hit.
Hold on. Yeah, that hits. Raising shield.
Take 32 points of damage.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
Oh, gosh.
I didn't expect that, but...
You said 32?
Yeah.
Yes. Next to hit with the claw is 34 to hit.
Oh my gosh.
Damn.
Owie.
Ugh.
23 points of damage.
Wait. Blur.
Oh, yeah.
Blur. Oh.
Okay.
That's a,
it's that's a DC, five. DC 5.
Very decisive.
Just thought about that, yeah.
12.
Well, of course.
Yeah. I tried.
Yeah. So I'm sorry. Could you give me the damage?
Oh, the other damage, 23 points.
Okay.
Last one.
You gotta roll twice, right? Basically. For blur?
No.
You do it with once at the top, yeah.
Oh. Yep. Oh, okay.
And that is 27.
Miss.
It's a miss?
With the ray shield. Oh, no, it's not.
Okay.
The ray shield, because that was only for the first attack.
Wait, do you have the reactive shield feat?
Yeah.
That raises your shield for the whole turn. It just means you can't shield block because it's reactive. Okay.
Yeah. So.
Then that is a miss.
Yes, reactive shield.
Yes. Well, you avoided another 26 points of damage.
Woo.
So.
Hot dog.
Fuck.
Elk, it is your turn.
All right. Elk is going to let loose another arrow. Plus two.
That is a 26 to hit.
26 to hit the Vrock, that it will be a miss.
Damn. He must be rolling really poorly.
It's a bitch.
He is easily the worst roller out of all.
I would like to take that title. With the exception of the past
episodes. Second shot.
Boom!
Yeah.
Oh my god, a crit card.
Is that a natty 20?
That's a nat 20.
Natty 20.
What the fuck this thing up?
What's the total? Its AC is so high, it might matter.
That's
true. It'll be a negative 4 since it's a finesse weapon, so it'll be still a 31.
Agile weapon.
Agile.
Bows are agile?
Short bow.
They are?
Right?
I think
short bows. Yeah, because long bows, I think, are a little bit different.
Right.
Yeah.
Get the crit card out, and then we'll...
I have it.
Oh, wait, no, it's not, but it's still a negative 5, so it's a plus 10.
No, this fucking savage just critted the fucking thing.
Okay, 30. Oh, yeah, okay, all right. Fuck. This actually makes sense for what you're doing. Infection. The target must succeed a fortitude save or contract filth fever.
Oh.
All right.
So you forgot you poisoned this arrow.
That is fine. So
you sniffed the tip of the arrow. You're like, smells like poop.
You took some filth fever from the goblin dogs from the goblin tribe.
I just kind of
put it on this one arrow.
Like, wait till it takes a shit, and you just kind of like put the arrow underneath.
So I would assume the fortitude save would be probably against your class DC.
Okay. Yeah, the 42 save of 32.
Okay. So there's that. Oh, that's...
That's pretty fucking good.
That's good right there. That's 10 on 2d6. And 2, so yeah. 12. 2 on that, so that'd be 12 points of total. 12 total points. 24. So 24.
You line your arrow up.
Yes.
And you see this thing
climbing
over Benson's defenses.
Yeah.
And it takes pieces out of him, and the last one, he managed to shove the shield up and hold it, and you saw the perfect opportunity to let an arrow go right into this thing's eye, and it falls to the ground.
Wow.
Awesome.
Nice. It
turns to ash.
That's my fucking boy.
Yeah.
The Vrock is dead.
Oh my
god. Yeah.
That thing was so hard.
Come on!
Man.
I almost died.
Woo!
Wow.
Benson, I realized we didn't do persistent damage, so give me a second.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, what?
Persistent damage.
Oh, right. So take it and then roll.
Yeah, so take 8 and then roll.
15 on the die for
okay.
What?
Oh, 42? Good. Right. No, you're good. You get right at 15, flat. You're good. Yeah.
So you just take 8.
Just take
8. Yep.
I have 12 hit
points. Jeez. Oh, that was like one round, too. Just fucking...
I love Searing Light.
Yeah.
Searing Light, so good.
I have been... fucked up this past 2 episodes.
Yeah.
Mm.
Now, could you imagine if the Vrock decided to focus on one person?
Ah.
It doesn't matter. We call it. Don't matter.
It's good. We don't think about it anymore.
Doesn't need to matter.
And just like not even like paying attention to the Vrock necessarily falling right away. Adelard just reaches out his hand and it's like,
Benson, no.
Because, you know, like, you're literally just getting torn to shreds.
Yeah. I mean,
there are spikes coming out of his skin.
So you get 48 points of healing.
God bless you.
No. Abadar.
Bless you.
Abadar, bless you.
Yeah, so I immediately went from deadly to fucking...
I'm good.
Oh, I'm good.
I'm good.
I'm all right.
I'm acceptable. But what did it make the save for the filth reaver?
I think it crushed it.
Yeah, kind of like a 32.
Yeah, a 32. So.
Yeah.
Crit Benson. Succeed.
Benson just shoves this thing off of him and sees it's dead.
It turned into ash.
It's,
ash.
It's like dissolving, returning to the abyss.
Ash in your mouth.
It's dead.
This thing was
is
nasty.
Everyone okay? Is everyone okay?
I'm glad we did this.
Yes.
This would have been a very difficult creature to deal with in a quarry.
I've never seen anything like it. When it appeared right next to me, I thought for sure I was gone, but I have to say I'm very grateful that you all have my back. This is... It seems that this place, I knew it was deadly, and I knew that it would cost us a lot, but I don't think I ever imagined that something like this would be out here.
As the ashes begin to rise, Benson... First, seeing that everyone is alive, but then falls to his knees and begins praying.
Benson, you are no longer doomed one.
Ooh.
Oh, sweet.
Good.
Okay.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, like immediate. Doomed. First thing, you were like...
Bad.
Yes.
I also forgot about that. I thought you said it was like a 24 hour.
You don't know.
Okay.
Oh
my gosh.
Yes.
What do you guys want to do? Rinaldi is just sitting there.
Cry.
But Rinaldi's sort of upset too. He's just like almost crying out of like, you killed so many of our family members and it's dead. She like kicks the ashes.
Yeah.
Adelar casts calm emotions again.
She makes the wall safe. She's angry.
I think we should take this victory and I think we should retreat. This took the majority of my highest powers. And I believe looks like Adelar was really pumping out his best too.
Yes. I cannot say I've ever felt Abadar's powers flow so strongly through me before, but it has left me quite weakened.
What was the... I had it written down at one point, but it was like the name of the one that just got killed in front of me. It was the Anadi.
Anadi...
Yeah, it was like Samoid. It's like...
Salmon? Salmon.
Salmon.
Sam.
Saman.
Yeah, Saman. And he just like approaches Anadi and just kind of is like... I know it's not much to say, but at least we avenge Saman for... It's a horrible creature, and hopefully it never comes back.
This creature is sent back to its plane. It will never endanger me or my family again.
She goes over and she takes one of her claws that she uses to climb, and she just starts, like, carving Saman's name into a tree, the closest tree.
As she does that, Benson reaches down and picks up some of the ashes. And he rubs it over his shoulder blades and his back. As he begins to pray.
Dang.
So I guess, like, you know, probably after you're done praying, maybe after you feel like arisen again. Benson, is that some sort of rite of Iomide I've never seen?
Yeah, is that customary? When killing a demon?
I've slain that was greater than me. With all of you. If I do not give thanks, well, what fool thinks he could survive this without her? Or without you? I'm blessed. Far greater than many.
Indeed.
Do not think I am ungrateful.
The power of the divine certainly saved us today, many times over. I can't imagine why, without the zeal that Iomide grants you, or the searing light that Abadar blessed me with. Kezra, it seemed that your... not even the power of the dragons was very effective against this being.
So, it was a little jarring to me, I must admit. But these demons, there's no fun in victory with these. I was really hoping to put this thing's head on a pike and walk right back into the quarry.
No.
What can I do with dust? How do I strike more fear into the enemy?
Hold on.
As Benson dips down again and reaches up with the ashes. What greater trophy is this?
A head would be a greater trophy.
As he crushes
I made a lot of
it,
gold.
As he crushes it and drops it. And it's just, again, demon dust. As
demon dust.
I'd say yeah, over there is would be pleased with this dust, but you know I'm a sucker for the theatrics.
And I a sucker for treasure. I take no pleasure in destroying demons except to know that they...
You should take great pleasure in it.
Well, bringing order where there was once chaos, of course, brings a certain amount of fulfillment. But Abadar promises rewards for hard work. I guess I'd have to wait a little longer for those rewards.
And Benson grabs you. Shoulders and smash at you. We're on the way.
He's like, ow.
Take 1d6 damage.
Ow.
It's a hell of a slap.
You take 28 points of damage.
Adelar goes down. He's at dying too.
Roll a will save.
What?
So I say we make camp and make a plan for the attack on the quarry.
I can't argue with that.
If you'd like to just come back to the Inadi encampment, you can just sleep there again.
Sure.
We don't have those full festivities.
There. Do you have people that can attack with us?
I do not think we can ask any more. They have already done so much for us, Benson.
True. But
this creature was the thing that was stopping us most times. It was starting to encroach onto our little home. We were finding it hard to hunt. But you have not done this. I believe we will spend some time scouting for you. Without the fear of this thing coming down and brutally killing some of our brothers and sisters, I think we will be effective enough for you.
Forgive me. Thank you. It is greatly appreciated.
Yes, it seemed like our first encounter with the quarry, our greatest deficit, was not having a complete understanding. Elkwood did an amazing job scouting out, but not everything is as it appears in this quarry. For, although Elkwood is a great advisor, many advisors make victory sure, so we shall be very thankful for any information you can provide for us.
You always have a home with my family, within our web marriage. Please return when you are finished with the day. We will have food for you. Have you ever drank in cicadas before?
No, I can't say I have.
I can't say I have.
Drank them?
Yes. Like this, who grabs a cicada. Simply delicious.
Protein.
They're all the rage right now.
I might stick to your silken beds. They are quite
we gotta eat.
I haven't had comfort like that since my days in Chile.
Give me one.
Yeah,
Benson chowing down
because everyone just hands you one.
I'm gonna try.
Oh, you just chewed it.
You don't have a proboscis. Oh, am I supposed to suck it? No,
I'll stick to our I'll stick to our rations that we bought from.
Wait, what'd you roll?
For fun, I just rolled a constitution. It was natural.
Oh my gosh.
As you try to swallow it, one of the legs is still kicking in your throat.
You're like, oh no.
And there was like still demon dust on your hand.
Like, oh god, it tastes terrible. It's like eating charcoal.
So it took us a couple hours to get here, and then we waited several hours for the thing.
Yeah.
So it's probably getting later in the day.
As soon as it gets late. And
I need to pick better spells for tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yep. I used all my level 3 spells. And I'm basically on my level 2 spell, so.
Well, see, so you guys just want to head back with Renali?
Yeah.
You head back with Renali, and you rest up for the night. Elkwood, have you named your vulture yet? Because it is cuddling right up to you.
Been waiting with bated breath.
I know.
And every time a bug crawls in you, it just like... But it hurts like hell every time.
Ah. He's like, ah!
It gets your neck.
No, I think I'll name him... So far, it's like the only name. It's just called Vamir.
It sort of perks up at that name, like it understood it a little.
Vamir.
I like it.
The ice giant.
Wasn't thinking of that.
Wait, what did you say?
Isn't that Walnir?
Walnir. Walnir is the ice giant. Sorry.
Vamir. So V-A-M-I-R. Vamir.
Sorry, we like naming our characters very close names to the gods. Adalar.
His name is Culture the Vulture.
Oh my gosh.
The ice giant is Argomir or Ymir?
Ymir.
Ymir.
Okay, yeah. I knew it was one of them.
Y-M-I-R.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
The progenitor. Yeah, the one.
He was actually... there was a game, Jotun, that I played, and... You got to go fight all of the giants like on your way to Valhalla. It was a badass game. It was like it was isometric and stuff like that. But you got to fight all of the like giant gods.
Yeah.
The soundtrack to that game was so fucking badass. I've used it in numerous home games of ours because the shit is just awesome.
Nice.
Yeah. You guys go back. Your vulture seems to perk up at the sound of that name. You guys gonna do anything before you sleep, or are you just gonna? Sleep it off and wake up early the next day.
Oh, it's like there's still some daylight, I guess. Like, honestly,
yeah, you
like,
got back around like
I know it's a
six.
Joke, but is, like, bugs the only thing they got, or what?
Do what?
Are bugs the only thing that they eat, or...
Yeah.
Okay.
It's also the only thing in the area, right? It's probably the only, the only thing the rock's not
pretty much. Yeah, I mean, where they are, they're able to get, like, you know, you've seen a few animals. They're a bit farther away. But they love bugs.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, like, I feel like elk would... primarily want to try to actually like hearing some life maybe returning back into certain areas. Like he would try to
it would take a little while, but
eh.
A 24 on survival.
24 on survival to find food?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, you're able to find some fruit, some exotic fruits too. Ooh, so you're not too sure if you can eat them, but they look delectable.
We have a ton of rations too.
That's true.
Oh, true.
Well, that way we don't have to use rations.
That's true.
True.
Well, whatever you
Why
guys
does that
do,
sound like remind me of Among Us?
A little bit. Whatever you guys do, you settle down for the night, enjoying either cicadas or rations.
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 Fruit I found. Thank you very much.
You tried to eat the fruit, and you're just like, "Oh God, what is this? Like wood apple? Like
wood apple?
It's a real fruit. Look it up.
Oh my God,
fringe apple.
So were crab apples, and those smell awful."
Yeah.
Look up fringe apple, Tim.
Fringe apple. Oh, is that the apples that grow on the outside
they
of
the... They call them monkey balls.
Oh.
Balls.
I think I'm just finding... oh, yes, I see that. Huh.
Everyone at home, Google fringe apple.
I'm looking at wood apple. It's pretty wild.
Oh. Yeah, if you open it up, it looks apple. Horrible.
Yeah.
Fringe
apple.
Apple.
What is that, John? Huh? It looks like an x-ray of an apple. What are you trying to tell me?
Oh, it's like Fringe, the TV series?
Fringe apple fruit. I'm not sure why it's giving you
yeah. It's giving you a t-shirt design of someone stood across.
Just looks like regular apples.
Yeah.
Oh, here's an apple that's actually a cake. That's fun. Just look
up. Everything is cake.
Everything is cake. The demon was cake.
Hold on.
Anywho, you guys settle down for the night, and you tell the Anadi family, there's a few there, including Renali's web marriage, and they're all just, like, sitting around with you, just, like, rejoicing in that they won't be in danger anymore from this
thing.
Monstrous creature. This horrific demon. And you guys want to do anything tonight, or do you just want to wake up?
Do they... Yeah. I mean, just for the hell of it, he's on check. Do they have, like, a... I know they're not, like, a town. It's more of their own thing, but do they have anything here?
Like, no. They're, I think I said, like, 15 people. Yeah, they're very.
They don't have an artifact they've been protecting for like forever.
That they wish to trade for currency.
I will give you my bow to get a new one.
Take my friend; he's very useful. Okay. They're pretty much living by themselves with no outside anything in this little like cusp.
Okay, I think. If anything, he's just going to ask him, ask Rinaldi for more, venom.
Oh, sure.
Just spit in these jars.
Just spit right into my,
quiver.
Quiver. My quiver.
The entire bottom is just venom at this point.
Oh, I need water. Oh, I have dry mouth.
Very rude, Elkwood.
She seems to like... She's okay with it.
You get three more uses.
Okay, cool. Hey, these are fine. Like
they were free.
I mean, hey, yeah. Like, you know, if...
Someone's got a crit fail sooner or later.
Yeah, eventually. Or, you know, not face a demon that has, like, a plus 20 probably for every ability.
Fucking yeah.
Because that thing was stupid. Actually, and he might... Yeah, he's gonna walk up to Kezra and ask, I guess, about that poison. Any of more poisons that he's like, hey.
Any more of the centipede poison?
Yeah, like if that's something you have to pay for, like, because I know with crafting and stuff, you have to.
Yeah, I don't think I can make that right now. Okay.
You're useless. Thank you.
I mean, give me a chance. Hold on. I haven't looked at this in a while.
Yeah.
I've taken all these crafting feats and I've had very little opportunity to do
well, it's just like,
you're fucking useless.
What if you had the time to sit down and read your book of alchemical formula?
True.
Okay, I think I can, actually.
When he's on the poop
I do have alchemist tools and it does say they're mobile, so
okay.
I can make poison. I can make arsenic.
Let's see. That's ingestion, I believe.
That's
you almost got sick
from arsenic. I can make
that. You almost got sick from arsenic, and you're like, oh, that's great.
lots of elixirs and shit. Refined pesh.
I can make some drugs.
Wait a second. You've been able to make pesh this whole time.
We could have been selling it.
Benson's been sober this entire time.
Yeah, yeah. Those are his only like poison things. I need to pick up some more poison formula.
Yeah, because it was like, because you gave those, I thought it was something like you'd just be like, oh, I can craft like 3 days.
Did we find the giant centipede poison somewhere?
I feel like we
it.
Did.
We must have found that somewhere.
Okay.
Well, I have no idea where that was.
Centipede.
We got it somehow, but I didn't make it.
That was like more than a book ago.
Yeah. It was the last book. We don't remember.
Yeah, sadly, I'm mostly elixirs and bombs.
Okay, that's fine. Hey, he's like, oh.
Anyway.
Yeah, I mean, hey, it was curiosity.
You guys sleep through the night just fine.
Does he?
No, wait, what is it?
Me, me, me. That's how this spider people sleep. Me, 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 me.
Except they reveal their true form at night, so it's just like the mandibles.
Oh, I mean, they've been in their true form around you the whole time.
Yeah, oh, yeah, true.
Yeah. Me, 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 me. Their little talons, or the...
mandibles just click, click, click. They're just clicking together. Me, me, me.
Wake up the next morning. The earlier or before you guys, you see some Anadi dash out of the house that you're staying in, just disappear into the trailer.
Benson would like to make a prayer, and if you think it's all right, I would like to make a check for Benson just to figure out where he is and if he's still in the right place.
Go ahead and make a religion check.
Okay, that's very good. I was a 17 on that die for religion plus 12. 29.
Ooh, with a check that good, you have to give us a couple words. What does Benson say?
As I have been and as I am, is this the place that you wish me to be? Are these the people you want me to save? Am I with the people I am meant to help? And if not, show me your way. I am a day. I am not but your weapon. Show me the flesh I am to cleave.
you give a heartfelt prayer. And a moment goes by, and you feel the sword fastened on your body as it starts to, like, jiggle. And you feel it sort of get being pulled towards the door. To the west.
Is this a positive feeling?
Yes.
Okay.
I thought it was east.
Tim doesn't know cardinal directions. We headed east to the village.
Go west. It's west.
So Benson goes, we need to go back. And Adelar says, yeah, but that's...
No. Adelar knows. Timmy does not know. This is why I play these games. To be something I am not.
Tim's a big fucking stupid.
Never trust a Kofel with cardinal directions.
Nope.
Never.
I don't know.
Hannah's pretty good.
I only find that funny because I'm engaged to his sister.
Okay.
Don't listen to this, honey.
I mean, my wife definitely will. And, she'll be like, you know I've been right and you've been wrong before. I'll be like, yeah.
So the sword is pulling you towards the quarry, then?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Very lightly. Not like it's going to shoot out and stab somebody on the way there. But.
Oh, man. Probably, Adelar. You know.
just let it go and see if it just flies straight through the neck of one of the butchers.
Swink.
You could just control it.
Let's be honest, Kezra, it's probably going to be you.
Yeah. While you're doing that prayer, wondering if this is the people you should be around, because like, Kezra's like 10 feet from you, like pissing off of the edge of the platform.
So we have toilets.
Yeah, but
to feel the fresh air.
It's really fun to aim for the plants and the animals down below.
That is a rare talent.
I like to feel the fresh air on my genitalia.
Everyone.
Morning breeze, down deep.
If there's one thing that you're going to have to learn about me if you're going to invite me here, is I'm not known for my modesty.
No, but.
Adler's like cleaning his robes and like brushing his teeth. He's like, you're good, yes to it.
No, your robes are cleaning themselves. And you're brushing
exactly.
How many castings do you get of that?
Once per day, baby.
As Benson walks out of the tents that they are sleeping in, he looks especially just energetic, and he was like, come with me, everyone. We have a destiny to fulfill.
It's time for killing.
That's what I like to hear. Let's do it.
Let's strike them down.
On the way.
Hey, Kezra, you were right. This was really good for them.
That's what I'm saying. Killing a demon. Right up his alley.
Killing a demon makes anyone feel good.
And he pissing his ass. You get to the place where you were, so about 200-300 feet or whatever it was from the quarry. How do you guys want to approach?
Carefully.
Well, you. I could just run in, but I have a feeling that you two don't like that.
No.
So can Elk first climb up a tree and yes. get a lay of the land?
I was about to
where
say.
Everybody
yeah.
is.
I thought the scouts were going
yeah,
to get back
Navi,
to us.
Right? Weren't they going to give us some intel?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What do we get from the scouts, and what can we get from Elk?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, the scouts. So before you guys left, you want to talk to the scouts?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you wouldn't get that anyway because they left in the morning. So by the time you guys left,
yikes.
They'll be back tonight.
We'll hit them on the way. Or no, what?
No, because they were heading northeast and they were heading out in
different directions.
You guys were heading west, and they were going the other way.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
But they're out scouting for you to see like where else they might find Santa Claus.
They're doing that because okay. we pretty much know the lay of the land.
Right.
Query.
So. I brought you guys over to the Cinderclaw Mine map.
Good memories.
Where you guys want to go?
Elk, can you climb up and get us a lay of the land, see if anything's changed?
I don't know. I see Adelar right next to a dragon pillar. What's he doing over there?
I'm assuming we're entering from the west. Like when we do eventually.
Well, we are presently. At the west. Or at
yeah, we're
the,
starting
no, we're
from
we're
the west.
We're at the
east. We're at the east. Okay.
Yeah. You are east Goodness. Of here, but you guys know where you can come in from and what's there.
Okay.
Yeah,
like, check out the fire pit, the barracks, the dinosaurs. Everything right where we left it.
Yes, I'll see if anything has changed in the past day and a half.
They'll be waiting for us.
It depends. We did take out a bunch of their forces. And now that we know that... Oh. And he just kind of thinks about it for a bit. He goes, the last time that Hazel... We don't know what her name is. That kobold came out.
She said her name.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
I just couldn't
remember. Well, she said it to Kezra.
I'm sure Kezra's at this point. You almost died.
Yeah. She was saying her name so many times when she was shooting the crossbow.
Hazel!
Hazel! Hazel!
She's like a Pokemon.
Yeah, he's going to investigate, but he now is more careful about the fact that Sabazon's around.
The Sabazon, yeah.
Sabazon.
While you are in the tree line, go ahead and make me a perception check.
Perception.
And by the way, because you've seen the Sabazon, I think you can declare it as your hunt prey, so it'll increase your perception to it.
That is true.
You can just be like, this is the thing I'm hunting.
Yeah, because right now that Sabazon is quite dangerous still. Like, the poison's one thing, but that thing is definitely sinister.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's going to hunt because he knows it. 16 on the die. That would be a... I know my will is not that insane.
Oh, your will...
I mean,
perception.
Expert.
Perception.
Oh, yeah. Expert. Yeah. Sorry. I'm not used to bringing it up all the time. So that'd be a 26. I guess a
28 for the
28 for the Sabazon.
There you go.
Because that's the one that saw or sensed me.
Yep. You guys are in the tree line. Elka's taking a bit of a bird's eye view up above. Oak, you can see on top of Hazel's hut. It's not hard to see two of the Bulgar Swamp Seers appear to be looking in that direction.
Okay.
They have not seen you yet.
Oh, right.
It looks like they're keeping a good eye out.
You say they're on top?
Yes, they're on top of it.
They're on top of the hut?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, this kobold that fought you and Elk, Kezra... Blue.
Yes. Powerful. Powerful enough to sway a dinosaur by sheer intimidation. Small. These piddling creatures that we've dealt with. I mean, the creature didn't look any more intimidating than Pip or Zoff, but definitely carried itself with a different weight. This Hazel.
And the creature does not have to be large to carry weight, but... I'm interested all the same.
Of course.
It bleeds.
Yes, I wish to deal with Hazel. However, we could deal with some of the lesser problems in this quarry first. We could also deal with the dinosaur.
Yes. Unlikely. If you deal with one, you might deal with all.
Well, I do have an idea, if you're interested.
I'm interested. But you would have to deal with the uplifting of different sounds from the quarry. You see, it's kind of a natural microphone.
True. But I could at least give us some cover.
I'd be interested, Kezra.
I was thinking those butchers at the fire pit. I could easily create a illusion that would block them off from... the rest of the quarry, and we can swoop in.
I've got some business with those little pricks.
Figured you might. But yes, I could give us some illusory cover. Nothing would see us. And, it would at least take time for the rest of the quarry to react.
It might take some time. Do we still want to have to deal with a dinosaur, though?
And, actually... And those spiders up in the top right.
Wasn't that whole thing on the ice bar?
No, these things here are wild. Okay. But it just seems odd. And that dinosaur is dinosaur's back in the cage, right?
Yep.
Okay, so it's back in the cage.
Does he see the Sabazon anywhere?
Yeah, does the Sabazon anywhere?
Oh, you did not see it, but you did know that it was taking shelter in the trees, so yeah. It might just be around.
Alrighty.
What do you know about those spiders? How wild could they be?
Could I do an our nature check on them?
Yeah, sure.
Since it's been
2 days, so
13 on that.
Better than mine.
So that is a, I believe, a...
Does Hunt Prey give you a bonus to knowledge checks? Or just perception?
Just perception for that type of creature. Okay. That'd be a 22.
22 is all that you need.
Beautiful.
To know that these are... mechanically, they're just giant tarantulas, except these are called mud spiders.
Oh.
They're large. They... you can imagine that they attack with their fangs and their legs. They sort of do that kind of stuff. What other things do you want to know?
Would that also give me a general knowledge of, like... I mean, I figured weaknesses, for one.
No general weaknesses.
Well, I was...
Oh, or just...
I was trying to inquire.
Territory? Like, are they territorial?
Are they territorial, or, like, could we lure them into Hazel's area?
I was thinking that.
Like, with bait.
I honestly was thinking that at one point, because I was like, but how would you bring them over without...
Eat.
That's true.
Lured the, bumble brushers pet over.
Oh, yes.
Big bumble.
Big bumble.
yes, we could use those spiders over there. They're quite... I would say territorial, but I don't think they have a bond with any of these creatures in this quarry, so
well,
if we can bring that...
Well, here's the question. Do they have a greater bond to themselves or from Hazel? This dinosaur has already shown himself or herself to be, under control. So, we have to create a big enough distraction to where that this thing does not think of Hazel.
I do not believe so. Those... would that be a check to see, like, why she intimidated that dinosaur? Like, is it an animal companion or something?
Make me a nature check.
Crush.
No. That's a 12. Because it just seemed weird that she was just able to push it back, and I was like, a reptilian bond? Like, I don't know.
Oh, I got a natural 19 for a 19. Untrained.
When you saw this thing happen, it looked like absolute fear.
Just straight up intimidation.
Yeah, so it looked like she walked up and this thing was...
I'm just thinking spiders are different than most other creatures.
Yeah, they're not very bright.
They're not bright.
They're not smarter than dinosaurs.
They're instinctual.
Yeah.
Well, I think instead of debating the finer points of whether or not we can get these spiders on our side, I say we take a course of action that seems a little more clear. Benson, you have a bone to pick with those butcherers by the fire pit. I say we try to lure them into the woods with some sounds. And once, if we can... here's an idea. You talked about using an illusory wall, Kezra. All you need to do is we need to wait until one comes in deep enough, throw up an illusory wall of trees. It looks like it's just lost in the woods, and then we take it out.
That's a good idea.
That's not a terrible idea.
That's actually a pretty good idea.
Well, we're just also harping on the idea that these things will not call for their betters the second they're confused. That's a relatively large gamble.
Well, there are, if I remember correctly, there are about 3 of them. I mean, we were taking on, 5, 6, 7, 8 at one time?
Yes.
I'm sure we can take out 3.
This core is large enough that if reinforcements are coming...
It would take some time.
It would take them time, and we could potentially retreat.
And plus, I mean, we could always start if Kezra has another lightning bolt lined up.
Oh, I have lightning bolts.
I figure you do.
Got a good night for us, and the dragon's lightning flows through me.
All I'm saying is...
What's the range on that?
All I'm saying is that you don't understand what these people's command structure is. If they've got a commander with them, well, guess what? That's the entire fucking place on our ass.
Well, what would you suggest then, Benson? We've offered up a plan.
I suppose I'm only the willing
what do you call it? Fuck it. Let's go.
Now, if anything, like, outside of this, I think Hazel is...
Hazel's going to be the one that fucks us up.
She's the commander, I feel.
Yeah, that's why... I want to choose the spot that's the furthest
away. And she's outside.
Conscientious objector. That's what I know.
And
I'm still going to do it.
Yeah. But currently outside, though, like, Hazel is at that desk.
Yeah, Hazel.
Yeah.
So she's outside the cabin.
Yep. Okay. So when you get a good look and you're just about through the tree line in order to get a better view. You can see that she is at that little desk. She is putting something on a scale.
Yep.
Moving some things around. And clearing the scale off. Writing something down.
The question is where the Sabasan is.
Can Adalar make a check on that circle?
Oh yeah, we're right there.
First time you've gotten a good look at it, right?
I'm on the map, but I feel like I'd have to get pretty close to inspect it.
Yeah, I mean, Elk was the one really looking.
Yeah,
here, so.
Okay. We're talking about like in-depth demonic runes that he'd probably have to study.
Yeah, if you went up and read, you might be able to figure it out.
Like, oh, hello, what are those, Boggart?
Oh,
hello, Boggarts, don't mind me.
just doing some recon.
Well, Menson will just walk in, if that's what's needed.
Well, I mean, we're not just going to walk in, we're approaching from the west headed east.
Yeah, we're going to walk all the way around.
And we're going to try to, like, do the thing where we make a sound. Kezra will put up the illusory wall of trees, and then either take them out one by one, or if they all come, then...
And are we counting this as a long rest?
Yeah.
We slept.
Yeah. We slept.
Yeah, you slept.
We slept back at the...
Just making sure.
Thingies.
Just making sure.
I mean, it's never... Sleeping on silk. Haven't had a good rest like that in a long time.
Anyway, would it feel good or would it be sticky? Like, that's a...
I feel like it would feel good.
Yeah, but I mean, like...
Don't quote me, but don't spiders have, like, a couple different kinds of webs?
Yeah, some do, and, like, some... Some have the ability.
I mean, I feel if it was even sticky, it was, like, you just got, like, a solid, like, hammock...
Yeah.
It's a little sticky. It's going to
put a blanket down. What do you guys want to do?
Okay. I would say, yeah, that's a lot. A lot of moving parts in this.
I say we approach from the west. I say we cause some sort of little distraction in the woods. Lure one or two over here. Kezra throws up an illusory object of trees. We take them out one by one.
Yes.
Simple enough.
Yes, and honestly, if just taking out Hazel helps quite a bit, but those butchers, we just have to make sure we keep our distance. But now that we know, that means we took out, what, seven? How many, like, we took out a bunch of their little guys.
Yeah.
So...
Oh, yeah, there are no Charcoal Warriors left anymore.
No Warriors. There are still four sick ones. I see four sick bodies. the Swamp Seers, were they...
Right. Well, we are, I guess, in agreement. We're going to move all the way over to...
Yep, so slide yourselves all the way over to the west near the butchers or... To the, like, west. You know.
Yeah, because those butchers really rack up damage pretty quick.
I don't see myself.
You're all the way to the left in the bottom.
Yep, there you are.
Off the map.
Yes.
There.
Yeah, because those butchers are... like, a group of them together would be terrible.
Okay. You take your marks, and you are getting ready to grab their attention. How do you grab their attention?
The hawk's stupid.
do you wish me to?
I'm going to try something a little more tact and do like a... I'm going to do like a rustle, rustle, rustle.
Okay.
And ghost word.
Ghost sound? That's a cantrip, so.
I don't have that one.
You can attempt to message them.
Wait, can you?
Gosh.
I think they...
I'm about to make...
Yeah, I can message. I can literally message. Oh my gosh. Okay, here's what I got, okay? I'm going to message the one closest to us, because I have the range. I can see it. And with a deception,
okay.
I'm going to say... I'm going to say...
Go ahead and roll, and then we will figure something out.
Yes,
we will, because I have something else to bring up.
5. So I got a total of a 12, and I say,
The hawk has called you.
So, Jay.
Come
all right.
To the tree line.
Go ahead and both make me dexterity checks.
No, I have something else.
Yeah, no, but I'm seeing who goes first here.
I already rolled.
I know.
So I want to know.
Well, so did Tim.
Yeah.
Dexterity, he said.
Just see who does it first.
Six.
20.
All right, so Benson goes first. Benson, what do you do?
Benson starts banging on his shield and walking out.
You begin banging on your shield. Dang, 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 dang.
This is how he died the last time.
And
you want to kill these people.
The Sabasan and the Butcher take note. When one of the Butchers take notice of you. And
oh,
they,
you said Sabasan.
Yeah. And they begin taking notice. Where are you, Benson? That's a true.
Where? Oh, no, I'm not here.
Okay, so you're up more towards the entrance.
I'm probably towards B1.
Why are you up there?
I figured that's where we came in.
No, we're attacking from the bottom left.
Okay.
Like that. We were going here. Directly to the fire pit.
Okay,
all right.
I'm there.
You begin bashing your shield. And the two in front here take notice. And go in to initiate an attack with you. And I will see you guys next time.
Just gonna fucking
Adelaide's butter.